It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like all the zoos astray. Dark light.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Dale Gentry on the radio on this Christmas Eve. You're on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we are praying today on Christmas Eve, and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas from Gene and I and all of the BPN team. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn. We appreciate Michael helping us pioneer, and all of the others that are part of our team. We're very, very thankful. We're going to hear from some of them tomorrow, giving Christmas greetings. And we're going to be playing some Christmas music today. We're going to be praying for peace on earth, goodwill toward men. So thank you for being a part of this Christmas Eve broadcast today. And we just pray, Father God, as we come into your presence, that your will, plan, and purpose be done here on this Christmas Eve, December the 24th, on this Wednesday. And we just pray that this hour of power will be dedicated to you, and whatever you want to do, we speak a blessing upon those that are praying with us today that have been faithful. We speak a blessing upon people that have been praying with us. We speak a blessing upon our national prayer team led by Cheryl Ortiz, people that are praying for the broadcast and praying for individual needs that come in. We speak a blessing upon those who support this BPN radio network financially. We're very grateful. We just speak a blessing upon each of you also. So, Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today. in this Christmas Eve broadcast. We just want to wish you and yours from Gene Gentry and I, from Gene and I. We just want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. And whatever you may be doing, you maybe you're on the road, maybe you're preparing now, doing some last-minute shopping, whatever it is. But this is the reason for the season. And the reason for the season, of course, is that we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are so thankful for the opportunity to do that. And today we're very joyful. We got two or three things we're going to pray about today, but we're going to feature a lot of Christmas music today by some of our friends. And we trust that you will enjoy the broadcast today. Thank you so very, very much for being a part of this broadcast. And we just are just going to sing along with Casting Crowns as they sing Joy to the World, for the Lord has come. We're very thankful and grateful for that. And they're going to sing in just a moment. But right now, my friend Michael Smith and Mandisha is going to sing a beautiful song. Christmas Day is almost here.
Snow-covered rooftops, lights on the trees, the sound of singing I hear down every street. Families have gathered from miles away. Oh, Merry Christmas, it's Christmas Day.
What a beautiful song. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Good Christmas Eve here on this Wednesday on VPN Radio. And I want to wish from the Gentry family, Merry Christmas, and thankful for this Christmas season. Thank you for listening to VPN Radio. And, it's just a privilege to be doing some pioneer work here. The Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago to pray 24 hours a day to begin this broadcast. So we're on 24 hours a day around the world, around the clock, anytime, any place, right here on VPN Radio, on your computer, on your smartphone, cell phone, and, of course, with your little transmitter there in your car. So wherever you may be today, we just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and trust that you have some wonderful plans. We pray for those of you that will not get to be home for Christmas. We just ask the Holy Spirit ministers to you right now and comforts you. Whatever the reason is, whether you're not able financially to go home or maybe you don't have a home or family to go to. And we pray today for the homeless. We pray for those that do not have a home. Whatever misfortune has come their way, whatever situation they have in life, we do pray today on this Christmas Eve for the homeless. And may we reach out to those that are less fortunate in life. We never know what life holds. We never know what is going to happen in a lifetime. And so we pray. We pray for these that are homeless. We pray for those that have no home to go to. We pray for those that have a home, but they can't get there this Christmas. And we ask God that you minister to them, minister your peace to them. There are those that will be having to work tomorrow, and they'll not be able to be at home for Christmas. They may have to celebrate Christmas a little early, a little late. We'll get to be home for Christmas. I pray for the family of, I pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini, who is in an Iranian prison. Another Christmas, he's there, not going to be home. I pray for his wife and his two children. Must be a very difficult thing. I know there's people that are being persecuted in prison for the sake of the gospel around the world, but probably nothing that is more heart-wrenching or heart-touching than the case of Pastor Saeed Abedini, who was arrested in Iran almost 3 years ago and has been there in a prison. And we just pray that the U.S. government will continue to help him. And we pray for a supernatural release of Saeed Abedini. There's many people that's written letters. There's many people that's done all sorts of things to be able to get him out of prison. But nothing has been successful yet. But we pray for a supernatural release from prison for Pastor Saeed Abedini in that Iranian prison on Christmas Day. We ask God for a supernatural release. We pray for his wife and children, the children that have not seen their father in so many, many months, and his wife. It's a difficult day. And we pray for them right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this Christmas season as we celebrate your birth. Here's the Celtic woman. She's going to sing about the first Noel. Merry Christmas, everybody. From BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas right here on BPN Radio. Thank you so much for praying with us here on a daily basis. And you can pray with us anytime, anytime, day or night, anywhere around the world. There's a computer or a smartphone. And if you need a prayer said for you, if you have a prayer request, you can just go to our website. Our website is at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. If you go down to the bottom of the page, there is a place that you can submit your prayer request. You just double click on that, and it will go to Cheryl Ortiz and our national prayer team, who they will be praying with you day and night concerning your need, concerning your situation. And if you'd like to be a part of our Breakout Prayer Network prayer centers, and you would like to start a prayer center in your city, we're believing God for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. If you want to click to register, you can just go down to the blue square there. I'm looking at it right now. You can double click and there will be information that you can fill out there and put in your comments. And we're going to be telling you more about that very, very soon. If your city is not represented on our BPN map, on our Let's Pray America map, you can go to letspraymerica.com and go to the map and make sure that your city is represented at Breakout Prayer Network. We have over 670 cities that are represented, and your city can be represented also. We want to welcome churches and cities all across America praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We believe there's hope for our nation. And remember to tell your friends that they can pray with us on their smartphone. And all they have to do, of course, is just go down to TuneIn Radio, and they can download the app, and they can type in BPN Radio, and they can begin to pray with us on their smartphone or cell phone, which many of you are praying today. Thank you for being a part of BPN. And this Christmas Eve, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the Dale Gentry family and all of you out there, and of course our partners and our team that is working with us here. And so we're just spending some Christmas music, playing some Christmas music. We're going to be back in just a moment to pray for a very special need in America, and that is the war on our police officers all across America. And even on this Christmas Eve, our nation is in jeopardy because of all that is going on. And so I'll be back in just a moment, and we will set ourselves in agreement for these men and women, these public servants who are helping guard our cities all across America. But right now, we just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and trust you're having a wonderful day with your family and those of you that are preparing. Have a wonderful day with your family tomorrow.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and death. the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, that ever, ever praise me.
That's Josh Groban. We want to say Merry Christmas from BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Thank you for praying with us. And if you would like to make a contribution to this broadcast, BPN Radio, you can do so by going to bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the website, and there is a place that you can donate. And you can use your credit card, write a check, or you can use PayPal. So thank you so very, very much for praying with us here on BPN Radio. We'll be back in just a moment with more prayers. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Joyces, beyond the breeze, the new and glorious one.
some beautiful music here on BPN Radio. And that is Chloe Agnew, one of the Celtic women. And they do such an incredible job with their music. We're featuring them today along with Michael W. Smith and Casting Crowns here on this Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Gentry family and all of the team here at BPN Radio. And we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and trust that you're going to have a wonderful day with your family tomorrow. There'll be some that will be celebrating, some that will be in grief. And we know there's three police officers that certainly their families are in grief today. We want to pray for them. And most of you have heard on the news media about the shootings of the two New York City police officers, Rafael Ramos and Wenjin Liu, who were killed as they set their patrol car Saturday afternoon. And a very sad day. They were shot execution style by a man by the name of Ismail Abdullah Brinsley. Brinsley was a member of the Black Guerrilla family, a notorious gang that literally took over the Baltimore City jail. And it was reported 2 weeks ago that this gang was plotting to assassinate New York City police officers. And during the bus trip from Baltimore to New York, Brinsley made it clear that he was planning on doing this, what he was planning to do, but nobody intercepted him. And so we pray today for the families of Michael Brown and Eric Garner, who are no longer alive today. We ask the Holy Spirit to comfort the families of these two young men. And we also pray the hedge protection around Officer Darryl Wilson, who was involved there in Ferguson, Missouri, and all the racial tensions that are taking place. But we want to pray right now for the families of Rafael Ramos and Wenjin Liu, the police officers from Brooklyn. We also want to pray for another police officer that was killed on Sunday of this week, and Charlie Kondek from Tarpon Springs, Florida, was killed by a young man as he was on duty. And all of these officers are survived by children. I do know that Charlie Kondek, he survived by six children. His youngest child is 15 years old. Very, very sad. And we want to pray for these families. I was reading an article from Jaden Ramos, the 13-year-old son of Rafael Ramos, and he posted a heartbreaking tribute to his father on Saturday. He said, "Today is the worst day of my life. Today I had to say bye to my father. He was there for me every day of my life. He was the best father I could ever ask for. It's horrible that someone gets shot dead just for being a police officer. Everyone says they hate cops, but they are the people that call for help. I will always love you. I will never forget you, R.I.P. Dad." So, wow. Father God, we just pray today for the families of Rafael Ramos and Officer Liu, the two New York City police officers that were shot dead there in Brooklyn. And we also pray for the families of Charlie Condon, his wife, Teresa, and their six children. Oh, boy. Father, it's just such a difficult day when men and women are risking their lives to keep us safe, and when there are no more police officers in America, we will be a nation out of control. When the bad guys are the police people, we have come to a sad state. We know that there is one or two bad apples in every bushel, but Lord, we pray for these police men and police women that are given their lives. They are public servants. Even you declared in your word, Lord, that these men and women are public servants. And we give them honor to whom honor is due. And we know that there is a people group that's wanting to dishonor police people, wanting to cause chaos, division in our nation. We are a divided nation today. and a house divided against itself, Lord, you said cannot stand. And so we pray for this nation. We pray for America, and we pray for the police officers, their families, that you will protect them. And we particularly pray for the families of these three police officers that were killed, were murdered on Saturday and Sunday of this week. It's going to be a very difficult time for them tomorrow, but we pray for them and ask Holy Spirit that you minister to them in Jesus' name. Lord, we need your help in the name of Jesus. And on this Christmas Eve, we exalt your name, and we just call for people to come and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin birth, casting crowns. Christmas, everybody. From BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So delighted to have you listening in on this Christmas Eve 2014. And tomorrow is the day when we gather to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And many of you, as well as Gene and I, our kids and grandkids, will gather for a Christmas Eve service, and we here in Austin, Texas, looking forward to that being together. And we don't want to miss an opportunity to share the story of Jesus. I'm so thankful that every Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, before our family opens our gifts, ever since my children were small, my grandchildren were small, I read the Christmas story, because it never gets old. And so I read the Christmas story, and then we have a time of opening gifts and enjoying family. And so Christmas is a time for families being together. But if your family's not being able to be together, I pray for you. I ask the Holy Spirit to comfort you and minister to you. I know I do have a pastor friend whose wife went to be with the Lord a couple of weeks ago. And I know that it's a very difficult time for the Kinzer family there in Liberal, Kansas. And I just speak a special prayer over them. I ask the Holy Spirit to comfort Pastor Ollie Kinzer and his family and the homegoing of his wife, Anna. They were about to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary in March. So we don't understand everything in life, but we pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit upon that family today. Dr. Larry Martin, he was with us a couple of days ago as our special guest here on BPN Radio, and his wife went to be with the Lord only a couple of months ago. So there are some of you that are missing family members on this Christmas Eve or Christmas Day tomorrow. We pray the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be upon you and would minister to you. In the name of Jesus. And we pray that the name of Jesus will be exalted today. When you meet people, you can just say Merry Christmas. And even if they want to say Happy Holidays, you can say Merry Christmas. We speak a blessing over all of the Christian business people today, from Hobby Lobby all the way down to the smallest Christian business or business person or business company, whatever it may be, but you are a Christian, and a portion of your income, a portion of your funds, goes back into the local church and into other parachurch ministries to help support the gospel around the world. So we bless you. We bless you, business people. We ask God to prosper you. And may this Christmas Eve, may you abound with sales and blessings. And we just want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for those of you that pray for BPN Radio and that support BPN Radio on a monthly basis. And we just thank God for you. If you would like to be a partner, you can go to bpnradio.com and go down to the bottom of the page and make a donation there. And we appreciate your prayers, praying for us as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I do want to give a shout out to all of my friends there in the United Kingdom. Our producer, Michael Schonborn, he's from England. I've got so many friends in England and Scotland and Ireland. We have the Celtic women that are ministering in song today from the United Kingdom. And we just want to say we appreciate you and those that are praying with us around the world. All around the world, we just want to say thank you for praying with us. We are so very thankful and grateful. Music today and tomorrow being provided by Michael W. Smith, my longtime friend there, Celtic Women, Casting Crowns, Amy Grant, Mandisa, and others that Josh Groban are providing our Christmas music here on this Christmas Eve and tomorrow Christmas Day. So thank you for listening. We speak a blessing upon you. May the blessings of God overshadow you and keep you safe and warm. We pray for divine healing, health, wholeness, and wellness over you today. And those of you that may be confined to your home or to your job or whatever it is that you're not going to be able to celebrate Christmas with your family, we speak a blessing upon you now. And we just say, Merry Christmas, and may God bless you in all that you put your hand to do. Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant here on BPN Radio. Merry Christmas, everybody. We trust that you have thoroughly enjoyed being with us here today on this Christmas Eve, BPN Radio. So thankful that you have been listening. We speak a blessing upon you. May you have a wonderful day as you prepare for the big day tomorrow. And we just want to thank our Father God for sending His Son Jesus into this world that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com, put in your prayer request. We're praying. We have a national prayer team that's praying for you. And we're just so very, very thankful that we have the privilege as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Well, you have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow, Christmas Day, right here on BPN Radio. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.